Hey y'all, welcome to episode 5 of the We Got to Feed Y'all podcast. We're two sisters, Amanda and Tao, on our food journeys through parenting and the constant struggle that we got to feed y'all. It's a light take on food and cooking as stay-at-home moms who juggle multiple roles in and out of their households. I read that a lot better, but as y'all guys can probably tell.
No enthusiasm.
No enthusiasm. I am low energy this week, which probably some people are like, thank God. I have had a sinus infection for like 5 days. And I'm going to try not to make all of the gross spittle sounds and just stuffy nose sounds. But I am dying.
I was like, are we going to do this today?
No, I was like, we gotta do the podcast. But I did go to Starbucks. I don't know. Did I share it on the page?
You did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Because that's probably what subconsciously made me go to Starbucks. But they have this thing called a medicine ball, which is like all these different like herbal teas and then like a little bit of honey. Y'all, when I tell you, I took one sip, my nose instantly started running. I was like, this is amazing. So if you are sick, and Starbucks, if you want to sponsor us one day in the near future, please do. Which they're not going to, but I highly recommend I highly recommend the Starbucks medicine ball. And get it with extra honey. Because someone said that, but it's good. It's good. Anyway, sorry. I know I'm rambling. So for this episode 5. We're going to talk a little bit about food. We want to talk mainly about our pantry and kitchen staples. So that's like both food and kind of like household stuff we keep in the kitchen. But we do plan on talking a little more in depth this week about our personal go-to meals. But we're going to add that topic to our very first Patreon bonus episode. So if you would like to hear what our go-to meals are, we haven't recorded it yet, but we're planning on doing it and posting our first bonus episode for our Patreon peoples later this week. Hopefully Friday, maybe, is what we're thinking. But if you want to hear that, definitely go over to our Patreon and sign up for that. Also, thank you to everyone who has become like supporters on our Patreon. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for being patient with us. We're getting content coming.
Yes, we're catching up.
Anyways, I've rambled enough. You guys don't want to hear my voice. Tao, makes a well-stocked pantry? What research did you do?
Well, I've done it before, and I have like a tab saved on my computer with kitchen stuff. But I looked at this cute little blog called Love and Olive Oil.
Oh my God, I love that.
I know. I was like, that's really cute. But they listed out like your base ingredients for a well-stocked pantry, and totally behind like the majority of the stuff in here. But basically, like when you think about a pantry, it's like, what stuff do you need to cook, to bake? And for starters, they said like oil and vinegars to start. So they said you definitely need olive oil, like vegetable or frying oil, sesame oil, balsamic vinegar, cider vinegar, red wine vinegar, and rice vinegar.
Wait, hold on. They want you to have all of them?
Yeah, I got all of them in my pantry right now.
Okay, and it's like, I don't have a balsamic. I have an apple cider vinegar. Okay, but I don't have red wine vinegar. I have rice vinegar for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know you needed to have
these two. They're not like definite needs, but I guess it kind of depends on like how much you're cooking and what you do like to cook, because I know like I've done a few recipes that call for balsamic and I never freaking use it, but also red wine vinegar, which I just bought recently, and don't they keep forever? So
I think like you said, it depends on what you're cooking, but I guess I haven't come across a recipe that has called for red wine vinegar. So I guess that's probably why I haven't. But maybe if I found something that did, I would have it. But I'm glad to see that I do have like the majority. So like kind of on the right track.
Yeah. And then next is like baking. I don't bake that much, but
I try. I try sometimes. AKA I make weekend pancakes, or I'll make like banana bread or cookies. Yeah,
banana bread.
That's about it.
Yeah. But in your baking pantry, you need flour, sugar, yeast, vanilla, chocolate chips, baking chocolate. I'm not buying that. cocoa powder, cornstarch, baking soda, and powder. And then sprinkles, which I was like, I don't personally like sprinkles, but I know my daughter does. So maybe I should probably buy them so she can, like, when she's in the kitchen, she'll like, oh yeah, we got sprinkles.
Sprinkles are nice. One of my good friends, Ginger, she sends like the best like care packages of all times. Mm-hmm. She sent us a thing of sprinkles one time. Just, you know, she just has like the most random but like amazing stuff that you usually wouldn't buy for yourself, but she put sprinkles in there, and I just like randomly started putting them in the girls' pancakes when I do make them on the weekends. When I tell you, it's a hit.
I know. No, yeah,
it's but nice. I thought
that was a really good idea, especially if you have kids.
Because they're versatile. You can throw them in muffins, you can throw them in pancakes, you can throw them in cookies. Okay, chocolate chips, baking chocolate. I saw an article, I think it was from Bon Appetit, but they were talking about like chocolate chips, we're done, where everyone's using baking chocolate.
And I know.
Was like, whoa. I do like using actual chocolate instead of like if I buy a thing of chocolate chips, it's gonna sit in my pantry forever. But when I was in Japan, a lot of times, a lot, especially around now because it's like Valentine's week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like the Japanese like cute, because you know Valentine's is like huge in Japan, and then there's like White Day where guys are supposed to give chocolates back to the girls who gave them chocolate on Valentine's Day. Look it up. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the little cute like chocolates or truffles or cookies, whatever little decorative Valentine's chocolates that they make, they always just use like regular chocolate.
And so I think baking chocolate melts differently than chocolate chips, which I think are like coated in something. So definitely, I don't know. I don't bake that much, but I definitely think it depends on what you're baking. And you can choose either one, like chocolate chip cookies, sure, chocolate chips, but also baking chocolate goes off.
They should also add toffee, because when I tell you, I love toffee, a cookie with toffee, but also like Heath bar, you just have to buy a Heath bar, I guess.
Yeah,
anyway, I digress.
Fresh Market has the best Heath bar cookies. I used to buy them every Valentine's Day for my husband, and then I stopped because I don't know, he didn't really like them anymore. So I was like, oh, this is cute.
Aldi's has a toffee almond.
Oh, yeah, that chunk one.
But they have it with, it has like the biggest chunks of toffee in it, and I keep it. That's a staple in my pantry. But they also sell like this, like everything but the kitchen sink or some kind of
thing.
But when I saw, I was looking, I was going to get that one because I was like, it has a bunch of random stuff in it. I love it. But then when I saw the one with the toffee, it had like the big chunks, I was like, I'm so. Mm-mm. Anyways, sorry. What else should you keep inside your pantry?
A big thing is spices and seasonings. Oh, obviously, salt and pepper. But right. Then it goes off on an exit. This is all up to you and what you like and what you don't like. But spices like, for me, is like thyme, cumin, paprika, garlic and onion powder, oregano. I have to have oregano and bay leaves. Okay. So, it's like, I would say, yes, you need all this stuff because it's like,
I think so. I feel like every recipe, yeah, there's so much more than those, but I feel like the basic spices are these. And then you can like jazz it up with like garlic salt and white pepper.
I know some spices. I make a lot of Indian stuff, so I do invest in buying like turmeric and then garam masala and coriander, which that shit is expensive.
I was gonna say spices are not cheap, but I love me an Aldi's, I love me a Walmart, I love just like the regular degular ones.
Yeah, and I definitely buy my spices at Walmart. The big, what is it, Badillo, is that brand? Can like feed it into my little ones, but yeah, we live off of oregano because it goes between Italian and Mexican, And then thyme is like my favorite because it goes well on chicken and potatoes.
I just bought thyme because I was about to run out. I was like, oh, look at me using up these spices.
Yeah. So this is like spices and seasonings is like definitely your taste. But like, I think you do need to have a good range, but not in the crazy stuff like fennel seed. I have that and I've literally only used it in lasagna. And that's
it. I think all you have to do is like really look at the bulk of the recipes that you've been saving and seeing which spices constantly pop up, and then you'll know, okay, I definitely need to have that.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice too, like I'll go to the grocery store and if I'm in a spicy kind of mood, I might just like pick up a spice I know I don't have just to kind of keep it in my pantry.
Yeah.
that maybe can either encourage me to try to use it or at least is there. But also I'm also low-key a hoarder, so
yeah,
that probably has something spice to do with it.
My spices are insane right now.
Okay, so what else?
Sweeteners, which is honey, maple syrup, corn syrup, which I see a lot in Korean recipes. But I think I have dark corn syrup and I haven't even opened it yet.
I have one. I saw it at Aldi because it was like super cheap. And then I was like, oh yeah, Korean fried chicken. And then it's just been sitting there, but at least it's in my pantry.
Yeah. And then canned goods. They said tomatoes, so any type of tomato, like diced juice sauce, tomato paste, which I buy all the time when I go to the store. I at least grab like two cans. Anchovies. I saw and there was a recipe that I'm making this week that calls for anchovies because you're making like a pizza sauce, and okay. I was like, I guess, but I don't know where I can, like, I don't want to waste. I can give it to my chickens, never mind. I shouldn't even be complaining. I could just buy
is it like a big chickens. Can or is it like a tuna no can?
I'm pretty sure it's like a tuna can, so
okay.
But I know Phil's gonna like look at me when I'm like making the pizza sauce and I'm
step up your palate.
I know. But also pumpkin. I don't buy coconut milk, yes. If yes, you curries,
yes.
Broth and stock. I don't buy canned stock because I use the chicken bouillon powder. It's that giant container of it. And it makes stock, so, and I love using that and that's way easier. I added canned beans and tuna.
Yeah, I feel I like love that's tuna fish. Definite.
Yeah. Then last category, rice and grains, which obviously dried stuff like beans, rice, pasta, rolled oats, fancy grains like quinoa and barley. I don't fuck with them, but you can. I
made a really good turmeric soup when I was doing in my old mom's club. I was one of my go-tos whenever someone would have a baby or they had surgery or something. We would do these meal trains where everyone kind of signs up and you can bring a family a meal. Mm-hmm. And I made this golden turmeric soup and
I
put quinoa in it. Yo, it was amazing. Like, that texture was just really nice. It's like soup, but like,
whoops, not I got a call, completely. Sorry.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, quinoa, I would like to try it. I just haven't come across a recipe.
Or it might have been couscous. I think couscous was what it was.
Well, they're fancy, so.
They fancy.
You into that, definitely have it. And I'm pretty sure they last a while. And if you have like cute glass jars, they're gonna last. Also, you need breadcrumbs. Yes. Uh-huh. Panko. I always have panko.
Panko. Not to chop anyone's
sorry,
head.
Sorry, I'm American. and I guess minced garlic, dried onions, and then probably potatoes. What do you mean, like mashed potatoes? But I fresh potatoes, they don't stay long. You got to keep them in the dark, but they still will sprout.
Oh my God. Speaking of sprout. Oh my God, I can't talk. Speaking of potatoes going bad, I sent Tao. I don't know. I think it might have been like the sick haze I've been in. But I found this like YouTube channel that
oh my God.
It shows time lapses of food rotting. Don't ask. It popped up on my timeline. I know everybody's YouTube timeline is crazy right now because there's just been like the most random videos that pop
I don't
up.
Get these videos. I don't know what you're talking
okay, maybe
about.
It's just me. But I read the comments and people are like, I don't know why I'm here, but my YouTube recommendations. But, oh my God, what were they called? I can't remember. I'll link it in the show notes or something.
Google YouTube search time lapse ground beef rotting.
No, I think it was. I think it was called minced meat. Minced meat is the proper term. But they showed potatoes going bad and sprouting. It literally created a forest. It was.
I had
incredible.
I had potatoes that I forgot about in my pantry, and it literally turned to soup. Like, it was still in the bag.
Oh, it smelled horrible.
I had to
God.
But where did you send me that TikTok? That lady said someone put a potato in her vagina. I think it was there.
How?
And she said it was sprouting. It was like sprouting like leaves.
Yeah.
Yo.
I can't remember that. Wow.
She was a doctor in an ER or something. But yeah, potatoes, you need to check on them because they will go bad so fast. And
well, you
it
need to
stinks.
Check on them before you purchase them. Like, check the bag.
Yeah, make sure they're hard as fuck.
Yeah, and also, like, make sure they're not, like, green. But I remember in college, one of my friends, like, roommate, like, left a bag of potatoes in the drawer in the refrigerator. And he took it out one day, and it looked like an alien. It, like, sprouted and was, like, bursting through the bag. And I think from that video, I think he did a time lapse for, like, a year.
Ew.
Yeah, dude. It was insane. Wow. I'll link it in the show notes, because it was fascinating. Also, coffee? I didn't know that coffee molded. Who would have known?
Ooh. Well,
it was interesting. Sorry. I feel like I'm just, like, is this because I've been secluded for, like, a week, so... It's my first time really talking to anyone.
All right. So we know, like, what's, like, kind of what you need in your pantry to make sure it's, like, stocked so you're ready to start cooking. Uh-huh. So what are some items or food or whatever that you always pick up when you're grocery shopping?
Okay. So I actually went to the grocery store today because our house was empty. I'll post on Instagram, but my husband, like, or I think I posted on Instagram that my husband just was dead set on going to the grocery store, and I wrote out, like, this bare bones list because we were running low on stuff, and he was, like, feeling some kind of way, so he took the kids and went and bought stuff, but then, of course, like, 2 days later, there's, like, nothing in the house because I didn't do, like, the big, shop. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to both Target and Aldi today to get, like, the basics, which still was, like, a lot. What do I always pick up? Well, when I go to Target, I love how Target Circle or whatever it is called nowadays keeps track of all of your purchases, whether it be online or in store. Like, anytime you, like, scan the red card thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a little creepy because I'm like, yo, big brother, you got to, like, keep track of all that stuff. But, like, also it's really helpful because when I do, like, if I ever have to do, like, Target pickup where you, like, park and they bring it to you, it definitely is like, here, these are the things that you usually buy when you do mm-hmm. this. But I usually always get my non-dairy coffee creamer. I like that big almond milk one.
Mm-hmm.
And Target seems to have the best deal on it, or, like, because Aldi doesn't have it, and I don't like Aldi creamer. No shame.
That burnt butter cookie one.
Yeah. Also, that one was definitely not non-dairy, so I couldn't eat it anyways. I usually like to get the snack pack boxes or the bag that has, like, mm-hmm. the snack size ones with, like, the puffs and Doritos, and they give you, like, three nacho cheesier ones, and I'm like, really? I like to get the yogurt, like, the little squeeze tube yogurt. I don't get Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt makes me feel some kind of way. It just looks nuclear colored.
I don't like Go-Gurt.
Anyone wants to give that to their kids. I like regular degla yogurt. I usually get that at Target. And sometimes I'll get fruit and strawberries if they're on fruit and strawberries. Strawberries. And sometimes, like, bags of apples at Target because they sometimes have, like, a decent deal. But non-food wise, I get everything there. Body wash. I like the really big Aveeno one, which at first I was like, $9.99.
I know,
but it lasts a good bit.
I just finished using one. Uh-huh. It I wish the spout was longer so you can pump out all the lotion in there, because I have to beat it out and there's so much left in there. So that's the only reason why I hate those. But
wait, the lotion or the body wash? Because I said body wash.
The lotion.
The lotion. We've moved away from the Aveeno lotion just because the Jergens one is just so much bigger. Like that one. I like that one. It's thicker and it's bigger, but yeah. No, I wish the same about the Aveeno body wash though, because it's like towards the end, I'm just like having to do the same thing with the lotion, like beating it out of there, trying to get that last little bit out. But I always will get hair products. Target has been like really trying to step it up in like the natural hair kind of stuff, but they have like all kinds of new things there, so I always tend to grab stuff from there. Also, flushable toilet wipes.
I need those.
If you got toddlers, like they can't wipe their butts right, so those flushable toilet wipes are great. Laundry detergent and cleaning products. I'm a sucker for cleaning products, so I'll always just. That seems like a lot, but. That's usually when I go, it's like, bam, 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 those things. I don't really look through, like, the home decor, like, clothing for, like, myself. And even, like, the kitchen stuff, I don't really usually look through that stuff. I'm always just going for the daily household stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also kids' clothes. Because all my kids, people are like, your kids dress so nice. And I'm like, it's all Target. It's all Target. Target has
everything.
So what about you?
Well, I usually go off of my Kroger app, no matter what. And they always, like, log and keep track of, like, what you buy. And they even have, like, start my cart of, like, the stuff you always buy. Or, like, your sale items, like, stuff you always buy that's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And from the coupons that they send me, they'll give you personalized coupons of, like, what you always buy. From all that, I always pick up cilantro, shredded cheese, orange juice, lemons and limes, ground beef, chicken, tortillas, any type of juice, sour cream, and of course, ice cream.
Okay, question. Lemon and limes, do you get like the bag or do you get like individual? Okay.
Individual, because we used to make like our mixed drinks with like limes, but that's kind of slowed down. So I usually buy like two lemons because if I pull out chicken, you will usually marinate with like half a lemon and limes, also making pico, but they're good if you're like marinating like chicken or beef.
Yeah.
So I usually get like maybe one or two lemons depending, and then like four limes always.
Okay. Because I never buy them, and then I'm like, ooh. Tal is always buying lemons and limes. Let me get a bag of lemons. And I'm like, wow, they've been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, just get like two maybe. Because then you can use it in cleaning your microwave.
Yeah, that's true. And cleaning your chicken. Cleaning your chicken.
Yep. We shop every week anyway. But the stuff I always buy, because it depends. We switch it up because we go to Walmart. But like Kroger, I know the stuff that we're going to be buying all the time is like just that.
And also you go to Kroger just to get food items.
Yeah. I don't buy like paper towels and all that stuff there.
I think that's the issue with going to Target is because it has like, if like a super Target, it has like everything. And I try not to get a lot of food stuff there, but like they do have like a better deal on certain stuff that I don't like to get at Aldi. But, I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, Kroger. Our Kroger is like a big one, and they have like everything, like clothes and home decor and stuff. But fancy. I never go on that side because it's like opposite of the groceries.
So when you go to like for non-food stuff, what do you usually always pick up at like Walmart?
Definitely toiletries, like lotion, body wash. That's usually more frequent, and then what else? Razors. That's going into. We just picked up the other week laundry detergent and paper towels and toilet paper. And that's usually like in this one go at the same time we're getting like that stuff because we get a bigger size. And then sometimes I'll get my orange juice and juices and snacks at Walmart when we do go. So I'll like leave it off of my grocery list for Kroger. I know we're going to go to Walmart and it's cheaper there by like a dollar or so.
I mean, a dollar's a dollar.
I know. So, yeah, that's usually, like, my go-tos.
Okay.
Like, what do you run out of, like, in your house, like, in a week or whatever, the most?
Snacks.
Yeah, just same.
Snacks. We go through snacks because they eat it every day, and it's two of them, and I don't limit them to just one snack because they're growing children. But I will try to be like, okay, if you're going to have, like, a hearty snack, if you're still claiming you're hungry, you can have fruit. Mm-hmm. So, usually, snacks, fruit. My husband loves Red Bull. I think it's because it's in a can, because in Japan, he used to drink canned coffee, but, like, canned coffee is not a thing really here.
Yeah.
And so, he switched it up to that battery acid that is Red Bull. He also loves Diet Coke, but he's the only one that drinks it, so I always have to, like, re-up for that. And laundry detergent stuff. Because as much as I hate to have to accept it, but I do laundry about every other day, and if I don't, I'm in laundry hell, which I currently am, because I have, from being sick, I have, like, two giant loads that need to be folded up that we've just been living out of the clean clothes basket, and then I'm doing laundry now, and then I need to wash all of our bedding because everybody's been sick. So,
I know.
That will definitely go through a good bit of detergent. Yeah, usually that and coffee creamer, because I drink coffee every day, and breakfast foods, because you guys know I don't make anything fancy. We just do the freezer stuff, so, like, waffles, muffins, cereal, and almond milk. We burn through some almond milk or oat milk. I'm kind of transitioning into oat milk. I feel fancy, but it's good. What about you? What do you guys run through a lot of?
Definitely snacks and orange juice. My family loves to snack. I don't really, but my daughter will chug-a-lug some juice. And I just bought her. She requested raspberry lemonade, the Simply one. I bought it literally this morning, I go in the fridge after she went to school. It's half gone.
I bought. See, that's why I don't want to buy stuff like that. That's why I don't
buy it. But and she'll tear up Doritos. Like she'll be, and I'll have my own bag of spicy nacho cheese Doritos, and she'll eat hers, and then she'll be like, after a couple days, like, can I have some Doritos? And I was like, a little bit. And then once you allow her to open it, it will disappear.
See, I'm gonna be that prison guard, and we're like, get the tiny bowl. I'm gonna give you a handful. That's it. Go away.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't buy them all the time, but the snacks vary week to week, and because we shop weekly, so I don't buy in bulk. Mm. So if you want to sit there and snack on stuff and it's gone for that week, unless we magically go to Walmart and be like, yeah, let's just get some snacks. But yeah, orange juice we always go through because it's an essential. I drink it instead of coffee most mornings, and we like making a little cocktail after 5 o'clock every day. So it's usually we'll make mixed drinks with like gin and juice, and then I'll splash some in my cheap ass red wine that I buy. I bought I think it was like $5 bottle of red wine, which is for a recipe, but I'm gonna drink it because it doesn't call for a whole bottle of wine.
True.
Okay. So yeah. Yeah, and that's orange juice. I feel like, and I love the Simply brand orange juice. It's the best, but they bumped it up to like $6.30 at or $6.29 at Kroger.
That
and is... for with the
golly so for I feel like, orange juice. That's like I so know, high.
But when they go on sale for like 2 for $4 for the little bottles or 2 for $6, I don't know. I usually will just buy that and my big jug. So, yeah, a little expensive there.
But you've already said, so you usually go to get your household goods. Like, you buy them every week, or do you try to...
No, it's not like we have, like, a full stock of stuff. Like, and like the toilet paper, that stuff will last, like, a while. So that's usually, like, maybe once a month we'll get that stuff. Laundry detergent can be maybe, like... I would say twice a month. So it's like food is different. Like it just depends on when we're running out of like my lotion or body wash. When I was couponing, we did have like a little surplus of like toothpaste and body wash, but I don't know why I got out of it. I need to get back into it because freaking CVS and Walgreens, you will walk out with a lot of stuff
for really cheap. There's this couponer I follow on TikTok, and she sometimes, like, she's like, when I tell you to run, you have to run.
Yeah.
And she'll, like, show stuff that's, like, on sale online, and that's, like, crazy, like, cheap.
It's nerve-wracking, though, going, because when I did it, and they didn't have this one thing, and I was like, this is my first time, like, couponing, and I was like, but it doesn't, like, I was just like, oh, God. But, yeah.
It stresses me out when I'm, like, looking at the fine print, and I'm like, it's not going to work for me. They're going to be like, no.
Yeah, there's a couple of couponers I follow on YouTube, and they list it out. You can print it out of what exactly you need and how many to get and whatever. So
I mean, I feel like if I can't even write out a legit meal plan, I'm not couponing.
I know.
I sound so defeatist, but like I just know what I will and won't do, and yeah. Well, I guess I gotta stay true to that. Yeah. Mm. So I'm trying to get. It just depends because our schedule kind of like. Depends every week, but mm-hmm. usually the pattern I notice is that we buy groceries like maybe once or twice a week, and then household stuff we can try to stretch it to a month, but usually it's maybe twice a month, just depending on what items. Like toilet paper can last us a month, but toothpaste mm-hmm. usually lasts us like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like we covered a lot of what we had asked ourselves in our notes before.
Yeah.
So let's just go down to, for your personal kitchen, what are your personal, like, kitchen staples?
And it's, like, it's not a weird question, but, like, when I really think about it, it's, like, it's not something that I use, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely sandwich bags and foil, because I always will, when I need foil, I don't have it. Or, like, I maybe should add, like, parchment paper and wax paper, because
what's the difference?
Ooh, don't ask me. I think wax paper there's is obviously more glossy. Yeah. Parchment I think is like for baking.
Yeah,
don't quote me. I don't know, but yeah,
probably need to do some research.
Yeah, I usually have both anyway, just in case a recipe does call for it. But yeah, I will go to Dollar Tree actually for those things, because it's a dollar, and I mean, I don't use them all the time. I can sit there and buy like 3 boxes of gallon size bags, which they have like what, 12, 14 in them. Mm. And that, I mean, that's worth it.
And I found that Dollar Tree, the aluminum foil, they had these like individual sandwich mm-hmm. size. They were like the perfect cuts of them. That was really convenient. I need to actually go back to Dollar Tree and get those, because I use a lot of foil because to kind of keep my husband's dinner. Set aside. I like to use it and then, like, you know, leftovers and stuff, wrap them up and put it in the refrigerator. But I need to go back to Dollar Tree, because those were hitting.
Yeah, I haven't been to Dollar Tree in a while, but yeah, definitely get your like paper products. Like, not, you can get paper towels. I got Viva paper towels there. Foil and sandwich bags and like parchment paper, if you don't use it that much,
get it at Dollar Tree. Makes sense.
Yeah, and I use the foil for, like, lids for some of my pots, mainly my pans, because I buy, like, them at Goodwill, or they didn't come with lids, so I use that as, like, a drop lid or whatever.
No, that's what I've learned. In Japanese cooking, they have this thing called otoshita,
mm-hmm.
and that's a drop lid, and you just make it out of foil and, like, crumple it up, and it works. As well, because also I have a pan that I don't have a lid that fits on it perfectly at all, so
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think that's like my staple that it's like I definitely need to have mm-hmm. like not food related.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
It's kind of hard for me to say because I'm a product junkie. Like, as soon as I see something new, I try it, but I usually keep in my kitchen those. This is terrible because, you know, we're trying to move away from like plastic bags or whatever, but I really like these like plastic kitchen bags. They mm-hmm. I use them all the time in Japan because you have to separate all of your groceries, all of your trash, and the easiest way to like get rid of like eggshells and like vegetable clippings or whatever, is just to put it in these like bags and just like throw it away so it's not like splashed up in your trash can. Mm-hmm. So I like to use those. I also like marinate chicken and stuff in them. But I'm trying to get out of the habit of doing that, because like I could just throw it away in the trash here, since like recyclables are just completely separated. Yeah. But it's just nice to have it right there instead of having to like drip everything, like egg yolk and stuff, across my kitchen to my trash can. That's one of my kitchen staples, are those little like mini plastic kitchen bags. Also, Saran wrap. See, ooh, I'm just like, yeah. I'm just red earth here. I'm just like killing earth. I love Saran wrap. And I think it's because I realized that the ones in Japan are amazing.
Like, yeah, they're top tier.
American cling wrap? Who is she?
No.
It crumples up. It like folds in on itself. It's horrible. Get you some Japanese Saran wrap. You life will be changed. It like rips off perfectly. It like clings to whatever. I know, whatever.
And you gave me a box or two boxes that I was stuck on top of my fridge, and then I finally went up there and cleaned it. And I was like, oh yeah, so I don't have to buy Saran wrap.
I'm like feverishly like using this Target brand Saran wrap that I've had for months now, because my mother-in-law, she always sends me a few in her care packages. Mm-hmm. And oh my god, I cannot. I'm like trying not to be wasteful. I'm trying to like use it all. Maybe like, yeah, throw it away. But yeah, I love this. I know. I ride hard for Japan's Japanese stuff. But like, I'm telling you, some of that stuff is top tier. Also, I really like those disinfectant wipes, like Clorox ones and. But Aldi has their own. I was eyeing them. Aldi's ones are really good. That's one of the I always grab one of those because I use it to clean up the table after the girls eat breakfast or whatnot, and they're just like really nice to like quickly wipe up stuff. But then also knowing that it's like, you know, has good stuff in it to like really disinfect. Because I don't really like, as much as I like kitchen products, I don't really like kitchen sprays, because I found out that I think I'm allergic to a good bit of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the Method one, the pink one, I don't know what flavor scented it. that one makes me sneeze. And then I have this Lysol, but it has hydrogen peroxide in it, and it makes me sneeze.
Yeah,
so I just tend to use the wipes. Yeah, it cleans really well. It cleans really well, like, it just doesn't. My body is like, no.
Yeah, no, I was sneezing when I was using it the other day. Oh, my God. I really like, yeah, I like the Method, the antibacterial one. And then there was, this green one at Walmart. It's so cheap, but it's actually not that bad. But I dabbled in making my own cleaner.
Yeah,
but I need antibacterial, and I don't think you can make really antibacterial.
But is vinegar antibacterial?
I don't think so. I think you'd have to add like bleach. I don't know. I need to look into it more, because it's like I would like to get back into making it.
Because I just all use a natural spray.
Yeah, because I have my brown glass spray bottles and my
The ones that used to sound like someone was wheezing every time you would spray something out?
I got rid of those. No, those are, those are plastic. These are off Amazon. They're really nice. Has a good spray nozzle. But I'll use that with a reusable towel. Like you can buy them at like a parts store or like Harbor Freight. those little
blue ones?
Microfiber blue cloths. Oh. Yeah. I use that for everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So we kind of have like the same thing. You answered like half a mine too. I buy, because we buy like the same stuff.
Okay, so that was kitchen stuff. So what about in your pantry? What are your staples that you always keep in there?
Ooh, definitely canned goods, like tomato sauce, diced tomatoes, whole tomatoes.
The whole gamut.
Yes, and tomato paste. You always need those. Pasta sauce, because I like spaghetti. Evelyn likes spaghetti a lot.
What kind do you get? Because I always feel like I want to get the one that has vegetables in it, but then I see like tomato and basil, and then meat sauce, and I don't know which one to get.
I would buy Prego, because I like Prego a lot, and then I started getting the Kroger Private Selection brand. Ooh. Which those are really bomb.
But I mean, which one? Which flavor?
definitely tomato and basil, the traditional or marinara. I like the chunky garden from Prego. Never the meat one. Maybe I've tried it once. But I don't... No, not meat, because I'm putting meat in it.
Right. And you jazzed up your pasta sauce, because the one time I was there and she made spaghetti sauce, I've never tasted spaghetti sauce. It was good.
And I always like buying spaghetti sauces, but I've been buying the Aldi 88-cent pasta sauce. I think I have the traditional marinara and then their tomato onion basil or something like that. I'll buy those now because I mean that's super cheap and they're really tasty when you do jazz it up with like onions, garlic, wine.
I think you're gonna have to write out your recipe because I need to know how to do it because my family, I think I've said this like a few episodes, my family doesn't like pasta. I like pasta, but I'm also lazy, so I'll make pasta in the Instant Pot, which isn't bad.
No, it looked good, that one you did.
But it's just, like, it's only me eating it.
I know.
Maybe I need to, like, do something to make it, like, more flavorful, and maybe they'll like, because I think I ruin stuff because I'm like, oh, gotta put vegetables, and then I just put too much vegetables, and they're like, this is not hitting. So I'm gonna try yours.
Yeah. But what else? Yeah, pasta sauce and then rice. I always run out of rice. And like actually I've been buying wild rice blends, which go good in like even if you just make it with chicken broth and eat it on the side. We've been eating it with like pork chops.
Ooh.
And then cereal for the kids. Early loves Honey Nut Cheerios. That's the only cereal he'll eat. And Evelyn has been messing up Cap'n Crunch with berries.
Ooh, but it cuts up your mouth.
I know. It does. I don't know how she'd be eating it.
Oh, my God.
What are your pantry staples?
My pantry looks crazy right now. It's just, like, a whole bunch of stuff, and I have to organize it every couple of weeks or so. But boxed macaroni and cheese, because those are my go-tos on the weekends when I don't have to think about it. I know the kids will eat it. And I like to eat it from time to time, and it's a nice little like side if we're making, you know, eating something more Western. It's not actually in my pantry, but in my freezer. I love Aldi's frozen broccoli.
Yes, I've been using that.
It's so cheap and so quick. Like I like to have fresh broccoli because that always works better in like bentos and stuff. And then I'm gonna roast some up today. But if I want, like, usually it's like I just want to be quick, like, especially when I have to feed everyone, and that frozen broccoli, just like if I don't have like a salad or vegetable idea in my head, I'm just like, go for that. And also we're the same, rice, we always have to have rice. And for some reason I have an Amazon subscription to get rice delivered, but for some reason I always forget when it is, and I will go and buy bag of rice. And then Amazon like 2 days later is like, hey, we're gonna send this, and I'm like, oh, canceled, not now. I already got a big bag. But yeah, those are mainly our pantry staples. And like chips. Like we're a chip family. We love chips. I actually, Target now had like Doritos and like Frito Lays, like 2 for $6, and I was like, let's go get 4 bags of chips because they'll all be gone by the end of the week.
I know. God, I can never keep chips.
Okay.
Good staple that I forgot, I still have some, are the individual mashed potato cups. They are so good, and when you don't feel like cooking and you're not totally hungry but you want to feel full, I will make one and I add like butter and milk and a little bit of seasoning. They're so fluffy. That's like the perfect snack.
I need to watch a video on YouTube how they make those potato flakes, because it blows my mind. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be like, ew, but
yeah,
how they do
they
that?
Taste good. I mean, I almost like, I don't mind making mashed potatoes, but if I would buy the fake, is it fake? Well, I don't know.
That's what I've been buying. I get like the, it's like 89 cents, 90 cents pouches, but it's like the little pouch, it just makes too much for our family, because said my family don't eat the stuff that I like to eat sometimes. So it ends up being too much potatoes for just me, but I might just get the cups for myself.
Yeah, they're cheap. I mean, it's like four in a pack, and it's like $4. But you can buy. They have like the different flavors. Like I haven't tried. I think the roasted garlic and potato, and then the buttery home style, and then the four Ooh. Cheese. Ooh. Ooh, buttery home style though. That's the best one.
Yum. Ooh. All right. I feel like we've been talking for a long time. I don't know our time stamp. So I guess let's do our two chef kisses. Wah, wah.
Yes.
What's a product that we both definitely keep in our house?
And we were talking about this earlier this week. And it is actually Dawn soap.
Dawn soap.
Because
if y'all don't use Dawn soap, please let me know what soap you're using, because I have not found anything better than Dawn.
I've tried Palm Olive. No. I've tried knockoff Dawn, which I'm currently trying to burn through right now, and it's like the Walmart brand. It smells good, but my hands feel weird after.
Are you allergic?
No, not like itchy. It's just like I don't know if it's not moisturized, but moisturized. It's really weird. It's like feels dry, but
not ashy.
Yeah. So that one's weird. It smells really good, but I feel like I'm using more. But I'm trying to find the right ratio and what freaking sponges to buy, because I hate sponges. I don't know. I don't know. They're weird.
I like, Target has them, and they're a little bougie looking, but I think they're called Twist or Flip. They're like these white sponges, and it has like Brillo-y scrubby part on it. Mm-hmm. I like it. It gets really soft, but it can do some damage. The only bad thing about those is the little scrubber part tends to come off, yeah, or like starts to lift up. But I like it. It's, I don't know. I've tried like the regular like green and yellow ones. They're too harsh on some of my plates or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I've just been using, I got from IKEA one of those standing like scrubby brush things, and I've just been using both that.
I've been eyeing that. I just bought sponges so last night. No, I just got my blue sponges last night. I don't remember
the brand. I like that brand that has like the different little patterns and decorative
looking
things.
I was looking at that one, but then when I was feeling it, I was like, that shit gonna come off.
Yeah, like, they aren't the best what I've seen, but I won't lie. I'm like, ooh, a little pomegranate on the scrubber part. I don't know why. Like I said, they got me whenever I go to the store. They got me. But Dawn soap. I like to get Dawn soap because I don't get the one with the handle because it's just like my wrist. But I do get like the big family size one. And Target usually will have like a 50 cents to, I think I've even seen up to a dollar coupon every once in a while. But I think it's because they see me buy it so often, I always get a coupon for it. But Aldi also has Dawn soap. And sometimes theirs, I've noticed, is a slightly cheaper, but a bigger size. I might be wrong. No,
I just get the giant one at
the one with the Walmart handle?
Yeah, but I put mine in a old Perrier bottle because our sink had the little pump soap part, but I don't know, it like the soap ate the rim of it and it fell under my sink. So there was soap everywhere. So we don't have anything in there right now, but I used a Perrier bottle, took the label off and everything, and it's perfect size for the pump. So I put all my soap in there.
But that's good. At least you're not wasting a bunch of plastic.
I know. I try to reuse my glass because I think glass is so pretty, and I'm probably going to be the old hoarder lady with just like glass mason jars. Like
I'm trying to do that because I found out that those Aldi's, not the plastic ones, you got to get the glass ones.
Yes.
They have like the little measurement ticks on the glass, but they also look really nice. So I finally got one because I would forget about it. I'm like, oh, let me get this 89 cent one. And I'm like, oh, it's plastic.
Yeah, because reuse it.
Yeah, I'm going to reuse it for, like, you know, the dried grains and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do. And that's why I want a freaking pantry. I keep looking at my kitchen and I'm like, oh, if I had, like, a wall of just, like, shelves that would
But
be,
also,
like, perfect.
I've looked on Amazon for those, like, really nice jars or whatever, and they're like, I can't justify buying that.
No, that's why I usually save my jars because we can't recycle glass here. So
what?
I usually keep it. Yeah, because my neighbors had obviously had glass in their recycling, and the garbage truck people will put a big orange sticker on your trash can that says no glass. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I usually keep my glass, and I use it for like my chicken when we feed the chickens their scratch grains, because early we'll go outside with it, and it comes in handy, just like something quick instead of using the big shovel of food thing. Yeah. I don't know what it is. So yeah, I reuse a lot of glass.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Dawn soap, I don't know if anyone's seen this, but I saw it at Target a few weeks ago. They have like a Dawn spray. It's like Dawn soap, but in a spray bottle.
Is it like a pre-wash, or it's like the soap?
It's supposed to, from what I've seen, I'm gonna maybe pick it up next time, but I have a giant, I haven't even run out of like my bottle yet, but I want to try it. But it feels weird, like why am I going to spray my dishes? I don't get it, even if it's
like you're putting them in the sink and you don't want to like run the water or whatever, because then it's like you might as well just wash them, just spray them before you put them in there.
Yeah, I wonder if it is it like a combination like dish soap and like multi-purpose spray, but how would they do that? I don't know. I'm about to look at it. I was like zooming by, but I was like, wait, why is Dawn in a spray bottle? But Dawn is, I feel like Dawn is always doing something, because they have like platinum and like all the different variations.
Yeah, since. I like the platinum and the one with a little duck on it.
I get the one with the duck, because I'm like, oh, in case a duck gets trapped in oil, I can clean it in my house, because I own that dome. So anyways, so yeah, that's our two chef kisses for this week. Dawn soap. Let us know what soap you guys use, if it's not Dawn, because fill me in, because I don't know.
There's so many different ones, but.
But yeah, so I guess that's the end of, is that your door? I don't know. Here, I'll check. Here, Tab, do you want to do that?
Okay. Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Lemon and Thyme. I'm also at Tao Fish on Instagram. You can follow Amanda at Kila Mama XOXO on Instagram. KL Bentos. And then she's on Facebook too with KL Bentos. She has a Facebook group for it. She's on YouTube at KL Bentos again. Check out her Etsy shop too at KL Bentos. And then make sure you guys find us on Facebook at We Got to Feed Y'all Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean. Rate and review if you can. Don't forget about our Instagram. We're usually always on there. And then email us at feedyallpodcast@gmail.com. And then check out our Patreon, because we are probably going to record our bonus episode, hopefully today, or yes, we'll do it tomorrow. But yeah, patreon.com/feedyallpodcast, so you can get that episode about our go-to meals, and maybe we'll like
actual food,
link some like recipes or whatever.
Thanks. Well, Tal did a great job. I have to run. I'm waiting out the door for me. I am, my mailman came at the same time. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you on our bonus episode later on this week.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.